Hi, everyone. Welcome to the West Wellness and Longevity Podcast. My name is Tara West, and I am a functional nutritionist, passionate about how we can use food as medicine and truly heal our bodies. I'm also obsessed with longevity with a love for peptides, fitness, and all the latest and greatest biohacking resources. I spend hours upon hours looking at the latest research and implementing them into my own life and in my practice with my clients. I look forward to sharing all of this wonderful information with you. Hey guys, quick reminder, this podcast is for information purposes only and not meant to treat or diagnose. So please consult with your personal health practitioner prior to implementing anything that you hear about on this show. Now on to the next episode. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving break. We survived Black Friday here at the Peptique, which everything's new. This is all new to me, so I never know how these things are going to go. But it went very well. I appreciate everyone's support. Hope you were able to stock up on some of your favorite peptides and enjoy time with your friends and family over the holiday. We were at our family ranch, one of my peaceful, happy places, and we got to spend some time with about 46, I think, maybe 45 family members. My husband has a very large extended family, and we were celebrating his grandmother turning 99. So shout out to Ann Thompson. She's got some good genetics, which I hope were passed down to my children. She's lived a very full, long, and for the most part, very healthy life. So all that being said, I think that's a good segue into today's topic. What brought about this particular topic is honestly just a lot of questions from all of you. We have been out of inventory of a peptide called Cardilax for about a month now. It's a specialty peptide, so it takes longer for me to get. It's not one that's just readily available like BPC-157. It just came back in inventory, and when I put it back out there on all the forums and emailers, I was getting a lot of questions about what is Cardilax? How could it potentially help me? How do I dose it? Is it good stacked with anything? So I thought this is the perfect opportunity to do an episode on it. And this one is very straightforward and should be pretty short and sweet. So we're just going to dive in because Cardilax is not one of the ones that you hear about all the time. You hear about the GLPs, you hear about BPC-157. In this space, you've also probably heard about GHKCU or MOTC. But Cardilax isn't one of the ones that you hear a lot about, which is one of the many reasons why I think I got a lot of questions on it. So let's start with how Cardilax was discovered before we get any deeper into this. It was discovered back in the 1970s and 1980s, and this is when a huge wave of research began around what we now call bioregulator peptides. At the time, scientists were trying to understand why different tissues in the body age at different speeds, and more importantly, whether there were natural signaling molecules that told each tissue how to repair, regenerate, or maintain healthy function, okay? So a group of researchers, including Professor Vladimir Cavinson, began studying extremely small fragments of proteins, sometimes only 2, 3, or 4 amino acids long. These weren't hormones, and they weren't growth factors. They were more like genetic switches. They could help guide how cells express certain genes. Their big discovery was this. Different tissues produce different peptide fragments, and those fragments act like instructions for cellular repair. So when isolated and studied, these fragments were shown to help normalize how normal tissue behaves. Cavinson's team created the first library of what would be later known, or what we now know of, as tissue-specific peptide bioregulators. So each one is linked to a specific organ or tissue. Some of you have probably heard about these peptides. They're very popular in the oral form. We're going to get to that a little bit later in the episode. And I'm not doing a whole episode on bioregulator peptides, but because Cardilax is one of those, I think it's important to understand the science behind it. So a lot of you have heard of The ones for the thymus and the pineal gland, there's ones for blood vessels and skin, and then this particular one is for cartilage and joint structures. One of the things I like about it is that it actually sounds relatable, meaning that it helps with cartilage, and it's called Cartilax, where most of these don't, okay? Epitalon, for example, is a peptide bioregulator. That's another really popular one that I'm sure most of you have heard about, just to give you an idea. So Cartilax was isolated and developed during studies on cartilage tissue when researchers were analyzing the tiny peptide sequences naturally found in healthy cartilage. This is why it's known as Cartilax, so it's easier to remember than some of the other crazy names. What is Cartilax exactly? It is a synthetic peptide bioregulator designed to support the normal function of cartilage, connective tissue, and joint structures. Okay, so it appears to have influence in gene expression related to cartilage repair, collagen and proteoglycan synthesis, cellular regeneration, and inflammation modulation. It's part of these bioregulator peptides with tissue-specific signaling and regenerative pathways. So what did Dr. Cavinson and his team of scientists, what did their research actually reveal? So there's a few things we're going to go through. It showed that it influenced chondrocytes. These are the cells that maintain cartilage. So chondrocytes are the workers of your cartilage. They build it, they maintain it, and repair it. This research revealed that Cartilax could help normalize chondrocyte activity, especially in models where these cells were stressed, aging, or functioning abnormally. This is a huge deal because dysfunctional chondrocytes are at the heart of cartilage breakdown. It also showed that it affected gene expression tied to collagen and that proteoglycan production. And collagen and proteoglycans are the structural backbone of your cartilage. Cartilax was shown to upregulate gene expression associated with these structural components, meaning it appeared to send signals that favor rebuilding and strengthening of the joint matrix. And researchers describe this as restoring normal biosynthetic activity. It also showed to support healthier extracellular matrix structure. The extracellular matrix is the scaffolding of joint tissue. So studies found that Cartilax helped normalize matrix density, collagen arrangement, proteoglycan and ratios, hydration and elasticity patterns. In simpler terms, it helped the joint matrix behave more like healthy cartilage. It also showed anti-inflammatory gene modulating effect. While not an anti-inflammatory compound, researchers noted that Cartilax influenced genetic pathways involved in local inflammatory cascades around the cartilage tissue. So this matters because chronic inflammation is one of the biggest drivers of joint degeneration. So Cartilax wasn't just structural, it appears to help regulate the environment around the cartilage as well. It's also shown to contribute to improved functional outcomes in joint-related research models. When animal and cellular studies, researchers observed that it improved joint mobility, reduced degradation markers, normalized cartilage thickness, had better repair modeling after experimental. And so again, these are research findings, not clinical claims. They're what made Cartilax stand out from broad spectrum repair peptides. This is very specific to cartilage in general. One of the big things is that it behaved as a true bioregulator, meaning that Cartilax didn't force repair. It didn't act like a hormone. It didn't stimulate tissue beyond normal physiological limits. Instead, it behaved like a normalizer, helping the cartilage express the genes and functions it's supposed to express. This is the core idea behind peptide bioregulators. They help tissues return to their natural blueprint. It's what's so beautiful about these bioregulator peptides. So this may be obvious based on what we just discussed, but who would be interested in something like Cartilax? Who would this peptide work for? So let's go through some of the people that might benefit, and you more than likely will fall into one or multiple of these categories if you're above the age of 40. People who have chronic or age-related joint degeneration. So anyone that has cartilage breakdown or needs extra joint support, Cartilax would be a good one for you because it's directly linked to cartilage biology. also be good for athletes or active individuals dealing with repeated joint stress. So high-impact sports like heavy lifting, long-distance running, all create constant microdamage to the cartilage. Research has shown that athletes who get a lot of wear and tear consistently would be a good fit for something like Cartilex to help with tendons and ligaments, but also the actual joint lining. And people that are wanting to heal after injuries that affect cartilage, so think of meniscus strain, articular cartilage irritation, cartilage thinning, or post-impact joint trauma, Cartilex shows up here because it targets that chondrocyte activity and joint matrix structure, not just the inflammation. Also, people who have tried, and this is a big one, BPC-157 or TB-500 are both in combination, but still feel deep joint stiffness. I hear this a lot from people. My tendons feel better, my ligaments feel better, but my joints still ache or still stiff, or lots of times I hear the word crunchy. So this is exactly where Cartilex can come in, because it's cartilage dependent, not soft tissue dependent. So it's going to help heal by a different mechanism of action and targeting a different space for healing. And adults who just want to support long-term mobility. So if you're one of those people that really want to maintain your flexibility, ease of movement, joint glide, functional range of motion, this is a good one just to put in your longevity cycle overall. All right, so now we've talked about what Cartilex is, what it can do, people who might be interested in taking it, but what do people report? Less morning joint stiffness, more mobility in the knees, hips, or hands, better recovery after workouts, reduced flare-ups related to chronic inflammatory joint tissues, feeling looser, like the joints glide better, improvement in recovery after surgeries and injuries. And you've heard me talk about having the frozen shoulder syndrome, which is linked to hormone decline. This is something that I really struggled with. And I did get a PRP shot, which got me out of the immediate pain, but I still had very little mobility and ongoing dull, achy pain even after that. And sometimes sharp pain if I move the wrong way. And so I started adding Cartilex to a Clo. And that seemed to be the key that really put me over the edge, because I'd originally just done TB-500 and BPC-157, didn't move the needle as much as I wanted. So I layered in Clo that has the KPV and the GHKCU. That got me to the next level. And then when I ultimately decided to layer in the Cartilex, that's what truly pushed me over the edge to complete healing. So I have pretty much full range of motion with very little discomfort in my shoulder. This is a shoulder that I was told I needed surgery on. So I can speak from experience that it does work. I'll also give you another example. My husband had tennis elbow and again, started him on the BPC-157 and TB-500. And he started complaining that although that was helping, he just felt like his joints in general, including his elbow, were very stiff. I layered in Cartilex with his protocol, and he reported that made a huge difference in his ability to recover much faster and overall felt better from it. So I can tell you that this does work. And on that note, let's talk about how this compares and differs with some of these other healing joint tissue ligament peptides that we often talk about. TB-500, for example, focuses on cell migration, wound repair, angiogenesis, and systemic healing. Cartilex is more gene expression specific to cartilage and joint structures, all right? BPC-157 is GI, obviously, orally taken, tendon, ligament, and soft tissue oriented. Cartilex is more cartilage and joint matrix focused. KPV, it's just a pure anti-inflammatory peptide. It's great for swelling, irritation, inflammatory pain. But Cartilex focuses on actual tissue function, signaling, and regeneration. And then there's GHKCU. GHKCU is a regenerative signaling peptide best known for supporting collagen production, tissue remodeling, skin repair, and anti-inflammatory gene expression, where Cartilex is more cartilage-specific, targeting again that chondrocyte behavior, joint matrix rebuilding, and structural integrity rather than surface level or soft tissue generation alone. So as you can see, these layered together often have a synergistic healing profile. So if you're dealing with an injury, stacking this with a CLO, for example, would be a great idea. If you're not wanting to do the CLO for whatever reason, you could stack it with TB and BPC, known as the Wolverine stack. But I think together, if you want top tier regenerative healing, if you have an injury, the CLO with Cartilax is a beautiful stack to consider. All right. So what everyone wants to know, how do you dose this? The one thing about these bioregulator peptides is that they are very orally bioavailable. And so if you're someone that really wants to shy away from injections, you can take them orally. If you have a lot of healing to do, normally you want to do a 4-week protocol of the oral capsules. And if you just want them from longevity, a lot of people say just 10 days, a couple of times a year, is a great protocol to longevity benefit. I'm going to go to my school of thought on this because you get 100% bioavailability when you do the injectable form. And it is one of the bioregulators. Not all of them are available in injectable forms, but this is one that is. That's why I carry it at the Peptique. And I just am a big believer, if you can inject it, you should, just because you're going to get so much more out of it. And this is, if you have a 20 milligram vial, you would want to reconstitute it with 2 milliliters of backwater and do a 2 milligram dose every day for 30 days, paired with what other peptide you want to pair it with or on its own. You could continue it longer. I don't know if there's a diminishing return on that because there's not enough research to suggest it. For example, the CLO that I just recommended, most people do that for 8 to 12 weeks. I don't know that there's anything negative because there's not really any side effects that I'm aware of to do it longer. I just don't know if you're going to get the rate of return on it after that 30-day initial period. You could stack it the first 4 weeks with something or on its own, and then drop it after 30 days and continue the cycle of whatever else you are choosing to stack it with at that time. So that's how you would dose it. That would be 20 units. If you want to do 20 milligram vial, 2 milliliters of back, 2 milligram dose, that's 20 units. And you either want to take this, first thing in the morning or at night before you go to bed. With these regenerative peptides, I think at night before you go to bed is always the best because that's when you're going to get in that more restorative, deep repair while you're sleeping. But if that doesn't work your schedule, you're going to get an amazing result if you take them in the morning as well. So that kind of just sums up Cartilax in a nutshell. It is a great peptide. I hope you will try it. If you go to the show notes, there is a discount code you can use if you want to order. There's also a lot of other stuff in the show notes. If you want to join the Women's Peptide Collective, that is a free group I created for us ladies to discuss peptides and all the questions that you have and get other experiences from other people so you can learn more. There's a link to sign up as well in the show notes. There's also a link to schedule a peptide consultation if that's something that you're interested in, or an email address that you can email me and we can get something on the schedule. Go follow me on Instagram and TikTok. I continue to be censored, but as long as it's there, I'm going to keep posting. And the best thing you could do is just share this podcast with as many people as possible. It allows me to continue to bring all this information to you on a weekly basis, if not more. I just cannot thank you guys enough for all the support. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to answer your questions. If they get too involved, I do recommend that you schedule a consultation, but some pretty simple questions here and there, I'm happy to answer them. And I think that wraps us up for this episode. So until next time, y'all have a blessed day.